Let's turn in God's Word to Genesis and chapter 43. Genesis 43, we're going to be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 34. Genesis 43 and verse 1. God's people, these are the infallible words of the Lord, so give your attention to them. And the famine was sore in the land, and it came to pass when they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said unto them, Go again, buy us a little food. And Judah spake unto him, saying, The man did solemnly protest unto us, saying, Ye shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. If thou wilt send our brother with us, we will go down and buy thee food. But if thou wilt not send him, we will not go down. For the man said unto us, Ye shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. And Israel said, Wherefore dealt ye so ill with me, as to tell the man whether ye had yet a brother? And they said, The man asked us straitly of our state and of our kindred, saying, Is your father yet alive? Have ye another brother? And we told him according to the tenor of these words, Could we certainly know that he would say, Bring your brother down? And Judah said unto Israel his father, Send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and thou, and also our little ones. I will be surety for him. Of my hand shalt thou require him. If I bring him not unto thee, and set him before thee, then let me bear the blame forever. For except we had lingered, surely now we had returned this second time. And their father Israel said unto them, If it must be so, now do this. Take of the best fruits in the land in your vessels, and carry down the man a present, a little balm, and a little honey, spices, and myrrh, nuts, and almonds. And take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry it again in your hand. Peradventure it was an oversight. Take also your brother, and arise, go again unto the man. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your brother, your other brother, and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. And the men took that present, and they took double money in their hand, and Benjamin, and rose up, and went down to Egypt, and stood before Joseph. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of his house, Bring these men home, and slay, and make ready, for these men shall dine with me at noon. And the man did as Joseph bade, and the man brought the men into Joseph's house. And the men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house. And they said, Because of the money that was returned in our sacks at the first time we brought in, that he may seek occasion against us and fall upon us and take us for bondmen and our asses. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they communed with him at the door of the house, and said, Oh, sir, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass when we came to the inn that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hand. And other money have we brought down in our hands to buy food. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks. And he said, Peace be to you. Fear not, your God and the God of your father hath given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money, and he brought Simeon out unto them. And the man brought the men into Joseph's house and gave them water, and they washed their feet, and he gave their asses provender, and they made ready the present against Joseph, came at noon. For they heard that they should eat bread there. When Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house, and bowed themselves to him to the earth. And he asked them of their welfare, and said, Is your father well, the old man of whom ye spake, Is he yet alive? And they answered, Thy servant our father is in good health, yet he is yet alive. And they bowed down their heads and made obeisance. And he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, Is this your younger brother of whom ye spake unto me? And he said, God be gracious unto thee, my son. And Joseph made haste, for his bowels did yearn upon his brother, and he sought where to weep. And he entered into his chamber and wept there. And he washed his face and went out and refrained himself and said, Set on bread. And they set on for him by himself and for them by themselves and for the Egyptians which did eat with him by themselves. Because the Egyptians might not eat bread with the Hebrews, for that is an abomination unto the Egyptians. And they sat before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth. And the men marveled one at another. And he took and sent messes unto them from before him. But Benjamin's mess was five times so much as any of theirs. And they drank and were merry with him. Those are God's words. This is the account of Jacob and his sons running out of food during the famine, including that which they had gotten from their brother Joseph in Egypt. They're running low now, and so Jacob commands them to go and get more. But the brothers knew they had to bring Benjamin with them if they were to get more food. And this, you see, causes great heartache. For in the first 15 verses, that causes great heartache to Jacob, believing he would lose another son. He's already lost, in his mind, Joseph, of course. And he's lost also Simeon, who's now in prison in Egypt. And now he's thinking, I'm going to lose Benjamin too. And the rest of the passage, while the brothers are anxious, they are warmly received into Joseph's house. Simeon is returned unto them, and they feast, but yet not together. Not together. Beloved, here, think through what Jacob was going through, being so anxious. Jacob, the father, being so anxious, bereaved, to let his youngest son go after already losing Joseph, already losing Simeon. Now a third son. And that, the son of his most beloved, his Rachel, right? Benjamin, the younger son, Joseph already lost. And how Benjamin. So Jacob is in the middle of what we experience at times at the beginning of the chapter, trusting God's providence, and on the other hand, the flesh being weak where there is open to hopelessness and despair. And the only remedy is to what we've learned in Ecclesiastes is to continually go to our Creator. To continually go to the Lord who reigns on high and to seek His mercy. And so we know, as we've learned, hope alone is found in the Lord. And so we look to Him alone. We'll learn more about this Joseph and his brothers and the father and the chapters ahead as the account continues. But again, hope alone is found in the Lord. And so we have to turn our face unto Him. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give You praise. We are thankful for Your covenant mercy that is to us, Your children. Though we are completely undeserving of it, that's why it's called mercy. And so, Father, we're thankful that You grant to us Your grace. You work in our hearts, even in the midst of great trials and dark providences, losing loved ones. Father, we give You praise because You're the God of all providence. You're the God who brings all these things, and You say that You will work all these things for our good. And oftentimes, at the very first, we cannot see how You work all these things for good. And yet, Father, we know that You, as we continue to look to You, You are training us in righteousness. You are training us to trust you. You're training us and sanctifying us and cleansing us of our sin, of which we have broken all of your commandments, guilty of every single one, and yet continually pointing us to Christ, your Son, the righteousness of Christ alone, which is perfect, and which he is perfectly holy, tempted in every way, as we've heard recently, and yet without sin. Died the perfect sacrificial death on the cross, according to your will, in submission to you and his human nature. We give you praise for this, that he was able to say, not my will, but your will be done. Father, if that was us, it would be only be our will. But to the perfect Son of God and Son of Man, your will. We pray that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray even in the midst of trials and hard times that you would cause us to pray and believe what we pray, that your will would be done, that we would trust your ways, your plan, and your sovereign purposes, with the great comfort we receive knowing that you are sovereign. Even Christ reigns on the throne, lives to make intercession for us, and is seated all the work to save us done, finished, as he died on the cross, rose from the dead, and now he's seated, exalted over all. And so we praise your Son, Jesus Christ, our mediator, our King, who reigns and rules and speaks your word down even to us, condescending, giving us your covenant promises. And so you're not just our Creator and our Sustainer, you are our covenant God. A covenant God who makes promises and keeps promises to all of us here, your children, your covenant children. And Father, again, we confess our sins. We've broken your commandments. We've had other gods, made other gods before you. We've made images, idols, worshipped wrongly, worshipped other things. We've taken your name in vain. We've joked about your word. And so we've not honored your word. We've broken even the Sabbath day, thinking upon the pleasures of this world and entertainments, our jobs that we are often idolizing because we work in them every day except this day. And so, Father, give us rest from our work on this day, even in our minds and hearts. Father, we confess our sins of not honoring our inferiors, our peers, and our superiors, our fathers and our mothers. We pray that you would forgive us of our sin of murder and hate and bitterness and anger, even that we've shown this past week in our families, at work, and towards people we've interacted with. I ask that you would forgive us of our lust and our committing adultery against you and against our spouse, against our future spouse. But above all, against you. We've gone to other gods and played the harlot. Return us unto you and receive us, just as we learn in the book of Hosea. And Father, we pray that you'll forgive us of our sin of stealing, borrowing without asking, without permission, taking things that are not ours, taking away what you have blessed us with, taking away the time you've given to us, and wasting it, stealing from our workplaces as we wasted our time and yet being paid for it. Father, we pray that you will forgive us of our lying and our gossip, our slander, our bearing false witness, when you are the God of truth, and therefore we must be people of truth. And Father, help us and forgive us of our coveting, for we have wanted many things and lusted after many things, and yet they are not to be ours, and we don't need them. We don't even need them, but we just keep adding and adding and adding, especially in our nation and amongst all of us, because that we think will bring us joy or comfort, when in reality we've learned those are vanity of vanities, all is vanity. And so we pray that we would not look to the things and want the things or covet after things, but we look to you alone. We look to you in Christ, your Son, and put all of our trust and faith and hope and comfort and everything else we need in you. Today we give you praise. What a gracious God you are to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness in your Son, Jesus Christ. What a great day we can celebrate as a congregation. And the birth of Boaz yesterday, we give you praise that even though there were some concerning things right after the birth, that you have brought about complete healing and or continued healing, and everything is going well now, and thankful that they are already home. They're able to be home even the day of the birth, and thankful for this. Pray that you would give Arian rest and healing to her body, and you would give great joy to their family and extended family. And of course, we pray even for us, that you give us joy. Because we know that children are a blessing from you, not only to parents, but to the church. And pray for all of our children. You would turn them to yourself. Just as we sang, even from birth, give them faith, if that be your will. And I ask that you would help us. Help parents and help our children. And point them always to Christ, your Son. For that is our duty in making disciples, even amongst our children. Help us to teach them your ways. And may they believe them. And may they turn to you. Where those who have turned away from you and rebelled against you, we pray that you would turn them to yourself. Send your Holy Spirit. They know your word. It's in their hearts. They've suppressed that knowledge and they've said there is no God. Turn them to yourself. Only you can do this. Only you can do that of all of us here today. To shine a light in the darkness of our hearts and our minds. And so shine the brightness of your glory even into our hearts, by your Spirit, through your word. May this be the day of salvation for many throughout the world and here today in our midst. Father, bless your people. We don't deserve blessing. We pray that you would sanctify us, cleanse us of our sin as we've prayed. We pray that you would build us up and grow us as a church. Sanctify us. May what comes from our lips always be praise unto your name. And that would come forth from our lips the glorious good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And people would hear and believe. And we would live holy lives that would not contradict that message and that good news, but that would be in line with it and according to the gospel. That there would be no stumbling block because of us, but only their sin. And of course, you can overcome that sin, all their sin, easily. without effort at all, by the work of your Spirit, because you are God Almighty. And not only is there power, that infinite power in the Holy Spirit, but we know that there is power in the gospel, in your word, because you speak it forth, and it is. Just as you did in creation, so you can cause children, peoples, to be born again, even though that makes no sense to us. How could we be born again? Sinners. We're dead. And yet, Father, you cause us to be born again because of your almighty power. And so we exalt in your power and in your grace and mercy, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.